Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 22nd, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, starting in verse 9, and I'll read through the end of the chapter. One of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, and 3 on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city was laid out like a square, as long as it was wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length, and as wide and high as it is long. The angel measured the wall using a human measurement, and it was 144 cubits thick. The wall was made of jasper, and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, agate, the fourth, emerald, the fifth, onyx, the sixth, ruby, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the 10th, turquoise, the 11th, jacinth, and the 12th, amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold, as pure as transparent glass. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And now let's move over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 129, a song of ascent. They have greatly oppressed me from my youth, let Israel say. They have greatly oppressed me from my youth, but they have not gained the victory over me. Plowmen have plowed my back and made their furrows long, but the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be turned back in shame. May they be like grass on the roof, which withers before it can grow. A reaper cannot fill his hands with it, nor one who gathers fill his arms. May those who pass by not say to them, "The blessing of the Lord be on you. We bless you in the name of the Lord." And now let's turn over to a new book. Today we are in the book of Haggai. Now, as always, I recommend that you go to thebibleproject.com and look for Haggai, or search on YouTube Haggai and the words Bible Project. And there's a 5-minute video that will give you a wonderful overview and will help you to understand what we are reading here. First of all, the setting of Haggai is during a time when the temple is being rebuilt. So the people are exiled into Babylon, as we have heard about in the Bible. And then some 70 years later, Persia comes on the scene. They defeat Babylon, and the king of Persia says, "You can go back to your homeland." And so many people go back to Jerusalem, and they start to rebuild Jerusalem, and they start to rebuild the temple. But there's a problem. There's an accusation that their priorities are misplaced because they're spending more time focusing on themselves and their own houses, and they are not focusing on the temple. And so this is what the book of Haggai is all about. The video reminds us that this is a challenge to us. It's a challenge to remind us that our choices really matter, and that obedience is part of what God has called His people to be about. He wants us to be His emissaries to the world, to be about His work in the world. And so it is a call to humility and to action as we co-labor for the gospel going forward and for the kingdom to come. With that, we'll start with the book of Haggai, chapter 1. In the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the 6th month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. "This is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say, 'The time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house.' Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin? Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages, only to put them in a purse with holes in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build my house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why, declares the Lord Almighty? Because of my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with your own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew, and the earth its crops. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the olive oil, and everything else the ground produces, on people and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him. And the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave the message of the Lord to the people. I am with you, declares the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. They came and began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month. And I'm going to warn you here, it ends kind of abruptly, but these are the last words of Haggai chapter 1. In the second year of King Darius, to be continued tomorrow, we will learn what happens in the second year of King Darius. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This is a very challenging book, the book of Haggai, to help us to think, are our priorities misplaced? Are we going about our business, our daily work, and not really thinking about our true purpose as believers? Are we about the work of the kingdom today? And so the question that I am asking myself is, what am I going to do today to be a light, to show the love of Christ, and to extend the blessing of God to the people around me? Would you pray with me? Father, when we open up your word, it is like a double-edged sword, dividing us to the marrow. And so, Lord, we open ourselves to your word today, and we think about this book of Haggai and how the people were more concerned with their stuff and their houses than they were with your temple. And so we ask ourselves, Lord, in humility, would you help us to see the places where we are more concerned for me, mine, and ours, and not for your kingdom. Lord, convict us through your word and through your spirit, and help us, Lord, to joyfully join in your work where you call us to be at work. Lord, we pray for those among us who are hurting, who are sick, who are in need of a healing touch from you. And we pray for those who are homebound, those who cannot get out of their houses. We pray, Lord, that the sun would shine down on them through the window today, and they would be reminded of your love and light. And when I pray for my brothers and sisters around the globe, Lord, who are today being persecuted because of their faith in Jesus, would you give them strength, and would you give them courage, and would you help us, Lord, to partner by giving resources to the work? Thank you, Father, for your many blessings. Go with us now throughout the day, we pray, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.